This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, joining me from the lovely confines of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
So, interesting moment we're in right now with the Supreme Court and everything else, which is not on the front page. I'm sure you guys may look at that later. I don't know. It just depends on the topic they got going on. But let's start with the Ministry of Truth. What is the thoughts? I believe the article is Biden's Ministry of Truth, cheered on by the media, will attack First and Second Amendment rights.
Yes, I'm sure that a lot of your listeners have heard that now, as part of the Department of Homeland Security, there's something called the Disinformation Governance Board,
right?
Which has been nicknamed and is now widely becoming known as the Ministry of Truth, and they ostensibly exists to battle online fake news and misinformation that come from outside the U.S., according to the director of Homeland Security. It's at least what he said over the weekend on television. But I don't think anybody feels comfortable that the Ministry of Truth's efforts will be confined to external threats. I think a lot of people are concerned that the DGB's remit is going to include monitoring what's said on social media, what Americans are saying, what they're thinking, and what they're talking about. And I don't know how much more 1984 you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wonder how effective they're going to be because, you know, that whole agency is run by Mayorkas. And, I mean, I know he's a lackey, and I know he's a leftist, and I know all these other things. But, I mean, here recently he's been looking sort of, I mean, I'm not happy that he runs anything in the federal government.
I'm not terribly familiar with his background, what he did in the past and all that. But just the fact that the Biden administration thought that it was a good idea to establish a subsidiary of a government agency to monitor what people are saying on social media and to do something about it should be of concern to everyone. The administration has openly admitted in the past, I mean, Jen Psaki has says so herself, that the administration works directly with social media companies to coordinate efforts against what they consider to be misinformation. And, of course, there's the rub. What do they consider to be misinformation? A lot of times what they consider misinformation is plain old criticism.
Sure.
Scary Poppins herself, Nina Jankowicz, who's going to be running this little operation, had tweeted in the past, or she wrote an article for Wired, in which she said that people like herself, Kamala Harris, AOC, Ilhan Omar, had been criticized online. And she called this gendered abuse. And that kind of thing, she said, was a threat to our national security and democracy. There shouldn't be anything short of out-and-out threats, bodily threats of violence, that you can't say about elected officials in this country. They may not be accurate. They may not like it. I'm sure the officials themselves don't like it, but that's part of the job. They're not going to please all the people all the time. And the fact that the Biden administration is now creating this little operation to cut down on this or punish the people who criticize them is incredibly scary. This, of course, is nothing new. I mean, you go back to Woodrow Wilson, who got the Sedition and Espionage Act passed to jail, and he did jail people who criticized his government for in the run-up to getting into World War One. Governments have always looked for ways to silence their critics. And this is just the latest evolution in that.
Well, you know, one of the things that I know that they're trying to do, and it's interesting they came out with this, because I did a piece. Have you ever heard of the Ash Conformity Experiment?
I have not.
I will explain that to you in the next little bit, but what they're trying to do is control the narrative. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but they're getting out there right now and saying, you know, the economy is booming. You guys are just too stupid to see it. This presidency has been a resounding success. You guys are just too stupid to see it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to change that narrative. And for them, it's all about controlling the narrative because it has nothing to do with their policy because their policy is garbage. It's a dumpster fire. And it has nothing to do with Joe Biden. I just had a guy on there who calls him Joe Biden in the last segment. I sort of like that, so I'm going to be using it. Joe Biden is he's a horrible leader. He's a horrible chief executive, and he's doing horrible stuff. And he's completely ineffective, and apparently Nancy Pelosi is the prime minister because she went over to the Ukraine and said, "We'll keep on you'll be getting stuff from us till you win this war." Okay. Didn't know you could do that, Nancy, but that's all beside the point. It's like they're trying to control the narrative, and this is something in order for them to try to enforce their control of the narrative. But when we get back, we're coming up on the first break. I want to tell you about this conformity experiment, and I want to know if it turns on a light bulb in your head, because often I call Dan. I'll be like, "Dan, I'm about to do this. What do you think?" And he'll talk me down out of it. He'll be like, "I think there'll be a, you know, that they'll think that you're doing a comedy bit on your show, Bill." And it talks me down, and I just sort of, he's never actually said that to me, though. But he does talk me down. So, and I do appreciate that counsel, but this article is at the top page of the truthaboutguns.com. Like probably 14 other articles have been today, because it is a very prolific website. It updates constantly. Dan is never off work. He works on Sunday. He works at night. I mean, he's never off work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I just mentioned, so you've never heard of the ash conformity experiment?
Is this something like the Stanford Prison Experiment?
So what it is actually done by a doctor named Ash, spelled A-S-C-H. And what it was to determine what somebody was willing to believe. And what they wanted to find out is, could you make people believe a known falsehood, like night is day, black is white, that kind of thing. So they decided to get 8 college students. But of the 8 college students, they got 7 of them were actors that were in on it. And all 8 college students got to see the answers of the other people as they were actually doing it. So the real college student would always be the last one to get asked the question. So the first 7 actors would get out there and somebody would say, well, America was founded in 1975. And they would go, I know that to be true because that's when I got my Camaro, or whatever their reason would be. And then by the time they got to the student, in a very high percentage of time, or they would actually agree with something they knew to be not true. And that happened over and over again. And what it was you had this one guy watching all these people coming down there that were supposedly like him, his peers and everything, agreeing with the known falsehood. And they began to question themselves with each and every affirmative answer they're getting from that. So they also found out, though, as they were watching this, they also found out that if anybody... And I mean anybody got out there and stood up against the narrative that they were trying to perpetrate.
Challenge them.
It began to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So a cascade effect. So on the one hand, it was sort of the express trip to hell, and on the other hand, here was the trip out of salvation. If you could just make yourself challenge the narrative. So, mm-hmm. What does that sound like to you? I mean, when I think about what we saw with COVID, and then I think about what we see with gun control. Like they're always telling us with gun control that if they get this next gun control, crime is going to cease. They need this to make that happen. Now, that probably used to work back in the 90s, I guess. I don't know. We haven't, you know, from 68 to 90, I don't think we had that much besides the 1986 amendment to the NFA. But I don't think we had that much stuff going on until we got to the assault weapon ban, the omnibus crime bill, and all this other stuff. But since then, with all of these studies that have come out that have still made it out there despite the media, do you think that the known falsehoods about, quote, gun control, gun safety, do you think they actually stick with people now?
No, I think people have started to open their eyes a great deal in the last 6, 8, 10 years. We ran another post today, saying that April gun sales show Americans are believing their lying eyes. If you listen to gun control activists, to the president as he stands there and bellows at people in the Rose Garden, you would think that, of course, the problem facing this country is guns, too many guns. And that
if we only get rid of guns, we won't have any trouble anymore. People are smarter than that. People see what's happening in their neighborhoods. People see what's happening. They're watching the news. They're not just watching corporate media news. They're talking to people that they know online and in real life, and they see reports of wait times, response times for police expanding because they're underfunded and undermanned, and they are hesitant to get involved in situations that could escalate and end their careers or land them in jail. There are zero bail policies that are, they'll arrest somebody, then they'll be back on the street within 24 hours. For instance, the mayoral candidate in, I think it was Nashville, who opened fire on one of his opponents, and within about 24 hours, he tried to assassinate him, and within 24 hours, he was out on bail again, back on the street.
Oh, yeah.
So you hear the same thing from the same people over and over again, but what Americans are coming to believe for themselves is that all those same prescriptions, all those same justifications and reasons, if we just pass a few more gun control laws, that's all garbage. And what people want, the reason that April's gun sales number was 13% higher than it had ever been prior to COVID in any month, still that high, is because people want the ability to defend themselves and defend their families. If you look at, we cited an NPR PBS poll showing that people favor the policies of Republicans over Democrats on crime and on gun policy. That's because they see rampant crime in their neighborhood,
yep.
And they don't believe that disarming them and making it harder for them to defend themselves is going to be in their best interest.
Well, hold right there. Coming up on the next break, you can find all of this, most of the stuff we're talking about, that article you just referenced, is at on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has confirmed a leak that shows they're thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has let American women choose to get abortions for almost 50 years. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, appearing on Fox News, says justices shouldn't have to worry about their confidentiality being breached.
If you're an associate justice on the Supreme Court, you can have the conversations, whether in person or written, mm-hmm. in confidentiality, and that you're not going to have a political activist who's going to go run to their cheerleader in the media and say, put this up.
The CDC is recommending all travelers over the age of 2 continue to mask up. This includes airplanes and trains and at airports and train stations. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is condemning atrocities and war crimes being committed by Russian forces in Ukraine.
And it really is gut-wrenching. We see the incredible bravery of the Ukrainian fighters defending their country with everything they have.
Biden visiting a Lockheed Martin facility in Troy, Alabama. The president also praising Ukrainians for their courage. Voters in Ohio head to the polls Tuesday to choose their candidates for the midterm elections in November. One of the hotly contested primaries in the state is a Republican nomination for the state's U.S. Senate race. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz explains why he's supporting former Ohio State Treasurer Josh Mandel.
The reason I supported Josh, I think he has a significantly stronger, proven conservative record. I think primary voters are fed up with candidates who promise one thing on the campaign trail and do something else.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I saw this, and I found this interesting, especially the way this opens up, simply because it's very, very true. The top of this, remember, only the police and the military have the specialized training and discipline necessary to be entrusted with the responsibility of carrying a gun outside the home. I guess my first question with that statement, and I'm talking about the Capitol Police guy shooting in the break room.
I don't know how many of your listeners heard that there was a gunfire occurred today at the Capitol.
Probably not enough, but this is the question I have. If nobody's qualified to carry a gun outside the home, how come we don't have a bunch of accidental shootings happening inside the home?
That's an excellent question. We have, by any estimation, about 100 million gun owners in this country.
Right.
So we should be having people touching off negligent discharges left and right, up and down in every city in the country every day. Strangely enough, that doesn't happen. You do, of course, 100 million
100 million gun owners,
sure.
You have some people do some stupid things.
Sure.
It's inevitable. People do stupid things with their cars. People do stupid things with motorcycles. People do stupid things with fireworks. It's always going to happen. However, given that we are a country with 100 million gun owners and probably pushing half a billion civilian-owned firearms, we are an extraordinarily careful and prudent gun-owning populace.
So we don't know how his gun went off, do we? We don't know if he pulled the trigger.
No, but I know that if it's sitting in your holster,
yeah.
And you're not touching it,
right.
And your finger isn't on the trigger, it's damn
right.
Impossible to touch off a negligent discharge. This occurred in a break room at the Capitol by a U.S. Capitol policeman. So we can only speculate as to what the hell he was doing with it.
Right.
He has been suspended, by the way.
Well, that's really interesting that they have done that, simply because that was not something they wanted to do with that officer that shot. I just lost Gabby.
Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt. Yeah. They didn't want to do that with him.
Her. Oh, that officer. Yeah.
With that officer. Yeah.
Correct. No, they avoided disclosing his name for the longest time, and then of course the. He was cleared of any charges of wrongdoing. But it hasn't been a good couple of weeks for the Capitol Police. They failed to communicate with the FAA or somebody a couple of weeks ago and cleared the entire Capitol complex.
Right.
When the Army's Golden Knights were flying over Nationals Park, you know, to do a pregame ceremony. And, that wasn't a pretty scene. That made national news.
Well, see, that was really dangerous because my understanding is that the Secret Service has anti-aircraft on top of the White House and on top of the Capitol. So I would imagine, yeah, if it went too far before, if it had gone just a little bit further, they would have shot down the Golden Knights.
Yeah, that would have been quite a spectacle. Besides the loss of life, can you imagine the incompetence that would have been on display had the Secret Service shot down the Army's Golden Knights out of the
right.
sky
right.
Because of a lack of communication. Thank God that didn't happen.
Yep. So, having said all of that, of course, what's the other one? Because I see... They initiated a brief lockdown after a congressional staffer walked into a legislative building with a handgun in his bag.
Yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago, too, and I can't recall.
Did that person get arrested?
I don't know. They probably did. I'm sure they were at least fined. Who knows? Maybe they were fired. It depends on probably what party they were in, they belong to, how friendly their boss is with the Speaker of the House.
Right.
There's all sorts of factors at play there.
But you know, she's not the Speaker. She's the Prime Minister because she's going overseas and making all kinds of promises that only heads of state can make.
Well, yeah, that is usually left up to the heads of state, but when your head of state can't manage to, you know, read from a teleprompter, you can hardly fly them halfway around the world to a war zone.
Gotcha. Probably wouldn't make that anyway. Probably wouldn't handle that very well. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't D.C. still, even though Emily, whatever her name is, the reporter, that she got a gun permit, it's still not exactly gun central in D.C. It's very hard to get. Is it still sort of difficult to get that permit?
It is still. You still have to jump through a bunch of hoops. You can do it, but you have to be determined, and it's
right.
not inexpensive to do it. They put up as many hurdles as possible to discourage that.
I would also imagine there's a whole bunch of places you can't carry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Virtually any federal building. And just like you and I can't carry in the post office, you know, what percentage of D.C. is federal property? Just about all of it. Not all of it, but a huge, huge percentage of it.
Right, right.
So, yeah, good luck and be careful. You'll find yourself a felon.
Well, I mean, I see that that kid that's in Congress out of North Carolina that's wheelchair-bound, and he just caught again with a gun at the airport. And, I mean, the gun that he got caught with his last time, I've carried it many times. You don't just forget that that's there. I don't know where it was. I guess it was in his luggage or something, but you would imagine that it and the ammunition and spare mags and whatever you have with it would add a little weight to it. Does it seem sort of odd to you that all these government types get caught forgetting they have a gun on them?
You know, I want to say that you have to be really stupid, and obviously you do have to be careful, but I've talked to people who have been caught like that. One person I know, the day before a trip, he went to a post office. So he left his gun in his carry bag. And that was the carry bag he was then taking with him on a trip the next day. And it was inside a pocket carry bag. He didn't see it or, you know, didn't check all the pockets where he went, put it through the monitor, and the TSA caught him. And it was because he was forced to, sorry, he was carrying all day, but he went to the post office, didn't want to commit a felony.
It just makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder about some of these yahoos that get, I mean, I'm aware of everything I got going on with a gun, when I have a gun on me.
I think we all try to be. But you can get distracted. You can get a phone call.
Sure.
You're getting back in your car after you're in the post office. Like, oops, I forgot that it's not in my holster anymore. It's now in my.
Hang on for me.
Okay.
Next break is inbound. Last break of the hour. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Timmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and let's talk about the White House and their fine guy that they're trying to get into the head of the ATF. I guess his name is what, Dettelbach?
Steve Dettelbach, that's right. Yeah, the White House is pushing hard to get this done because they know that if somehow this drags on past November, they may not have the votes to do that.
Right.
They want their man at the head of the ATF. And there's no indication that Dettelbach's actual policies and beliefs on gun rights are any better than David Shipman. He just doesn't have the toxic personality. He doesn't have the history of working for gun control organizations, and he doesn't have the questionable ATF resume that Shipman has. So he's much more difficult to attack. And as a result, he has gotten support from a number of organizations that that Shipman never got, chiefs of police, I think maybe board. I can't remember. There are about five organizations that have come out in his favor already, supporting his nomination.
Do you think what just happened today, as far as with the Supreme Court, do you think that's going to be a big distraction for them with this?
Got all kinds of things on their plate. I'm sure it doesn't help. They have the Biden administration seems to have their hands full at the best of time. So now that they've got this, I'm not sure how much they think this is a bug or a feature. I'm sure they think that this is going to energize their voting base and possibly minimize
some losses that they would otherwise take in November. Who knows? It could just as much energize people on the right, I think. But again, no ruling has been issued yet. What's also going to be very interesting is maybe as soon as Thursday, but certainly sometime before the end of this term, the Bruin opinion is going to come down. And by any expectation, at a minimum, if things go as everyone expects, it's going to end May issue concealed carry laws in this country. In the, what is it, 8 or 9 states that still have May issue. How much farther it goes and how much more of an impact it has in terms of eliminating a lot of other gun control laws, that all depends on who ends up writing that opinion and how far they go.
Well, I was talking when I brought that up. I was talking more about the Roe versus Wade thing, which seems to have them all.
Right.
And the Second Amendment part will also have them all up in arms as well. But my wonder is, when they had everything with Obama, the only thing they could manage to push through was Obamacare.
Correct.
And now that they've got everything right now with the, which they don't really have everything because the Senate being 50-50 makes things a little more difficult for them to do things. But I just wonder if they can focus enough because, you know, they're all about the farcical and the superficial and all the other issues that are out there. But they have a really hard time getting out there into the specifics and actually doing anything concrete.
That's true. And as a lot of people right now are saying that, you know, if the decision in the Roe case or the abortion case, the Dobbs case comes down as expected, that it's going to ban abortion in this country. It's going to do nothing of the kind. What it will do is throw it back to the state.
Right.
So each state will determine its own. However, what could have happened all along, what could happen tomorrow, what could have happened back in the Obama administration when they had 60 votes in the Senate and the House as well, they could have passed a law legalizing abortion in the United States. They didn't.
Right.
That was always in their power. They could do that tomorrow if they can get
focus.
Cinema. Yeah, exactly. If they can get... And if they can get Cinnamon Manchin to kill the filibuster in the Senate, which they, of course they can, they know it. So they've always had the ability to pass a law legalizing abortion in this country. That they haven't is just revealed how toxic that issue is and how cowardly they've been on the issue all these past 50 years. Because they know that that abortion is not as popular as they claim it is, and that by just like voting for Obamacare, if they voted to pass a law legalizing an abortion nationwide, they would pay a huge price to the polls. So that's why they've avoided it, and they let the Supreme Court do the job for them.
Quite the mess. And see, this is, and the one thing I think people forget about with this is all we can possibly do at this moment would be to hold the line on this, right? If the Democrat, if the Republicans get everything, unless they get a veto-proof majority,
which is now, unlikely.
Well, that would be my first thought. But at the same time, between now and November, inflation is going to get worse. Everything's going to keep going up. Every time somebody goes, pretty soon it's going to be, you'll be like, well, I only get a quarter tank a time, and I have to hold my driving down to one time a week. And as we go into the summer, you know, all the pleasure boating's going to be done, all the trips and road trips are going to be done, because nobody's going to do it, because of the cost of gas. So on the one hand, I think the likelihood of them getting that veto-proof majority is probably very thin.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I put nothing past politics. I mean, in the 90s, after they passed the omnibus crime bill and everything else, nobody expected them to take the Senate back, but they did.
True.
It was overwhelming. True. So I guess we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But at the same time, I just wonder about this timing with this leak that we got the other day or today.
Well, and I wonder if it's going to set a precedent and if the decision's going to go the way we think it will, and it's too broad, if somebody's going to leak the Bruin decision as well. This has never happened in the Supreme Court before.
Yeah.
Ever. This is this kind of a breach of security.
Well, it is definitely an interesting time to be alive. How are things in Texas?
Things are great in Texas. Things are always great in Texas.
Of course they are. If the stuff really goes sideways, I'm going to be making a beeline for the Zimmerman Hacienda. I just need a space out back, underneath something out of the sun. That's all I'm looking for, because Texas will be that place that stands alone by itself.
I'll throw some extra meat in the barbecue and we'll eat well.
Wow. Okay, that may change as far as the whole waiting till the stuff goes sideways. For those of you, this stuff that I'm talking about, this is all you have to do is go to thetruthaboutguns.com. It's right there on the front page. You don't even have to page down to find the stuff that we've talked about today. Dan, make sure that you have a huge plate of recent news coming your way each and every day. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Hour number three is inbound coming up next. He's the biggest writer in the gun culture. That'd be Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.